With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
The Play Mornings with Stephen John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It's March 22nd, 2024. We are bowling tomorrow.
Yes, Bowl for Kids is happening tomorrow, all in support of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Are you a good bowler?
Look at my body shape.
What?
Absolutely, I'm a good bowler.
I don't know what that means.
Every good bowler has this body shape. We kind of look like the pin.
Okay, I'm not going to comment on that. I just was going to say I think you'd look good in a bowling shirt.
Steph.
What?
Forgive yourself. You have a husband.
Freelance jobs. I've got to applaud people who do them.
Yeah, it's hard.
I know. I don't know if I could ever be somebody who is willing to like bet on myself like that.
Not at first. A lot of freelancers I hear, they just leave their job and then bet on themselves, which is... That's risky.
Yeah, you would think that you would need too much work as a freelancer to be able to keep doing your job. So that's when you would quit, you know?
Absolutely.
But then you still need clients that want to keep coming back to you. Otherwise, it's going to dry up.
Yeah.
But apparently, 70% of Gen Z folk think that freelancing is the way to go.
Oh, so we're all just dumb. Okay.
Well, you just all intend to work for yourselves, okay? Make your own hours. You decide how much you work.
Yeah.
They say that they feel it's more stable than a traditional full-time job.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe they have good clients. Maybe they are really making a go of it. Over 10,000 Gen Zers were surveyed, and that's what the general feeling was.
Where was I on the survey?
Maybe you're in the last 30% there, John. But I was thinking, like, what is a freelancer? Because in our line of work, the top things that come to mind, you know, you could be a blogger, you could be a voice actor, you could make a podcast, but then what? What are other people doing?
Yeah.
Some people are making videos. We also do that.
Yeah.
Consulting.
Oh.
I don't know what you would consult on.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you have to be an expert in the field to consult.
Can't be a job consultor if you work for yourself, right?
Like, well,
would
I
you
mean,
go to somebody who works for themselves looking for job guidance?
Only if they had some experience. Like, you know, like you can't be 22 and being like, all right, I'm an expert
saying.
In the field. I shall consult you now.
It's like, okay.
When did you find the time? A painter.
Like, a painter?
Yeah, like a house painter type thing.
Okay.
Drop shipping.
I hate drop shippers.
Yeah?
They're the worst.
Well, that's why you're in the 30% and not the 70, I guess.
I tried to be a drop shipper.
Did you?
I did.
What'd you sell?
Literally, I sold this like face roller.
Oh.
It didn't work. Shocker, right? It's Guinness World Record time, Steph.
Oh, I love it when you come up with these strange, outlandish world records. What's this time?
Well, an Idaho man has broken the record for fastest time to put 10 shirts on in 15.03 seconds.
Jeepers, I wish they'd hold competitions for this because I think I could practice this up and get quick, but I'm not willing to pay the Guinness World Record people to come and watch me put on shirts.
That's actually a really good idea.
Right?
I don't
competition?
Know.
Competition?
I don't know if that's a thing.
What if we came up with a festival, a Guinness World Record festival?
Yes.
And we're like, okay, we're going to try and break all these records. Here's all the accessories you need. Try and put on the most amount of shirts.
Yes, but we don't just get random people. Like, they have to have some merit to them.
They do?
Well, I think if, like, some random Joe Schmo comes out and he's like, I want to try to solve the Rubik's Cube, then it could be taking away from other people who are actually attempting the real world record.
Okay, and as well, we want to make sure that we get our names on a world record. So we have to be selective in who we invite. We have
exactly.
to make sure that we're still the best at it.
Our world record would be the biggest group of weirdos together.
What? Excuse me, speak for yourself.
We would not have the cool world records. I want to see these people shove matches up their nose in retribution.
A couple years back, Emily Ratajkowski made headlines for her giant engagement ring.
It's quite big.
Yeah, and it has two diamonds, one's pear-shaped, one's a square cut, and it just looks crazy. It looks very heavy on the finger.
Yeah.
Well, now she's divorced, and she decided to take her engagement ring and make it into something that she could still wear out and not have to say to the world, I'm engaged.
Oh, yes. Of course.
So she kind of melted down the gold, worked with a designer, and split up the two diamonds. And so now she has a pinky ring and a ring finger ring that just have two giant diamonds on them, basically yellow gold band, nothing too special.
Okay.
Now, I've looked it up, and this engagement ring first was estimated to be worth over $50,000. It's a 2-carat diamond and a 5-carat diamond. And she didn't give the engagement ring back, whatever. Maybe her fiance was very rich.
Yeah.
But she says that she's trying to make it a thing, that you, instead of giving back your engagement ring, you melt it down and make a divorce ring.
Please don't make this a thing.
But I found the quote interesting because she said, I don't think a woman should be stripped of her diamonds just because she's losing a man. The rings represent my own personal evolution.
Okay, yeah.
You're not for it? You want the ring back if you ever get engaged and then break up?
Yeah, because what ring am I going to give to my next girlfriend?
Excuse me.
Hey-o. A man has turned 72 years old over on Reddit, and he's blessed us all with 32 tips he's picked up from just his years on Earth.
Oh, so he's giving us some life advice.
Absolutely. And a lot of these are actually pretty good. It's not the usual life advice you hear where it's like, go to school, do this, do that.
Hide your broccoli in your milk.
What?
That's life advice from a kid.
Okay, well, it's not that clever.
Okay.
It's stuff like never say I'll never.
Oh, okay. Never say never.
Envy is like drinking poison, expecting the other person to die. That's pretty deep.
That is pretty. It feels a little bit like a cliche. I've definitely heard that one before.
Okay, you're hurting the 72-year-old dude.
Sorry.
Happy birthday, Louis, by the way. That's his name, Louis.
Happy birthday, Louis. Forgive me.
Oh, never criticize, blame, or complain. Perfect.
That's an original.
Yes, I'm sure it is. You have nothing to say to that one?
No, that's good advice. Should take it.
It's only over when you say it is.
Okay.
You're not vibing with these, are you?
I'm sorry. I just feel like it's not that I don't appreciate him sharing his wisdom. It's just that I feel like I've seen these on a life advice sign before at like a, you know, card store or something.
This poor dude. Okay, this one's for you.
Okay.
People are not thinking about you as much as you think they are.
Oh, that is great advice.
That's a really good one for you.
Thank you, Louie. I just discovered that if you don't change your brakes yourself,
yep,
or have somebody really nice in your life that will do it for you,
yeah,
it costs a lot of money.
How much?
Like $300 to $600, depending on what kind of car you drive.
I don't know if that's good or bad that it costs that much money to, well, essentially, it's the one thing that saves your life the most.
I know it does. It does. The only worst thing is like not having an airbag that works, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But I was just so surprised to find out how expensive it was. Same with oil changes. You know, Redwater has the home of the $10 oil change, but everywhere else, it's like nearly $100 to get your oil changed.
Stuff is a lot more expensive than you might think. For me, the biggest change moving out on my own, toilet paper.
Yeah, it is kind of annoying that you just flush that stuff down the drain.
Yeah, but the most annoying part is I was like, oh, $3 toilet paper? Yes, please, let's pick it up. If you can see your fingers through the toilet paper, just spend the extra like $15.
Totally.
I've never been more impressed by you than I was yesterday.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so we did a little TikTok on trial. It was a glass bottle, didn't have a bottle opener. We tried opening the lid. I couldn't get it. And did you get it?
Well, kind of. I mean, I didn't get the lid open, but I got the bottle open.
How so?
I found a workaround.
How so? Did you? How did that happen?
Well, the TikTok said that you're supposed to hit the bottle twice and then just slide the butter knife up quickly and it would, you know, take the cap off.
Yep.
But it just took off the whole top of the bottle. Broke the glass. It went flying.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know I was Hulk or anything, but I'm glad it was impressive to you.
It was very impressive. I'm even more grateful that we have it on film, that it actually did happen. But after that, I was stupid. I tried to get the cap off.
Yeah, this was the craziest thing. It was like John was like, no, glass is rounded. It doesn't cut. And he tried to even though the butter knife didn't work to take the cap off, he's like, that's okay. I've got really strong hands that are made of Kevlar. I'm going to try and twist this cap off with my bare hands. Guess what? Resulted in a Band-Aid and a thumb that he complained about for the rest of the day.
It hurt. It still hurts.
And then the audacity to try and take a sip of the broken glass bottle.
Yeah, like, no, that was dumb. But that was before I sliced my thumb open. Had them come in different order, okay, I would not have taken a sip.
Okay.
I just found a new motivator for me to get into perfect shape.
Was it the fact that summer's coming or what?
No, it's not the fact that summer's coming. It's not the fact that I'm more susceptible to a heart attack. None of that. This is going to be purely aesthetic based.
Okay.
Both my passport and my driver's license expire this year.
Oh.
Around the same time. So my thinking is, if I get into really good shape by November when they both expire and then you take photos for them again, it'll be awesome.
There you go. You could go there and not wear a shirt. You could be like, hey, you said to wear a neutral color, but I thought I'd just not wear one at all.
My neutral color is pale white. You can see my veins.
Working on this body, can't you tell?
Every time I get pulled over, cops just see my nipples. They'd let me go. They would.
They would. They'd be nervous.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Love is Blind Season 6 has just ended.
It was great.
It was one of the okayer seasons?
I know. It was probably the boringest season out of them all, but I still enjoyed every minute of watching it.
No, absolutely. It's still really easy to watch television.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't want to wait for next year for Season 7 to come out, I have some news for you.
What's that?
Netflix is releasing UK Love is Blind come August.
Yay! That's awesome, because do you know that I actually watch all the other versions of Love is Blind? Like, there's Love is Blind Brazil.
I didn't know there were any other versions.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's a little bit difficult because, obviously, it's all subtitles.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell people's inflection because they're speaking in a different language and they're speaking so quickly that you're like, am I reading as fast as you're talking? Is that how you actually meant to say that? I don't know. So Love is Blind UK is exciting because I can understand it.
The only problem is I can't watch it.
Why? Oh my gosh, John, are you kidding me?
I can't watch shows with more than one British accent. I don't know what it is.
What happens? Does your body get weird or do you fall asleep? Like, how is it that you can't do it?
I just don't hear words, and then I get mad I don't hear words, and then I just completely turn it off.
There's got to be a class for this. Like, oh my gosh. I keep getting the same messages on LinkedIn.
Do you?
Yeah, but they're from all different people.
Okay.
They're all asking me to do my MBA.
MBA.
M, like a Master's of Business Administration.
Oh, that's very different.
Yeah, MBA sounds a lot more fun, but I don't think anybody's going to ask me to play basketball for
it them. It does. How many people reach out to you?
At least 20.
Okay, I also have people reaching out to me over on LinkedIn.
You do? Are they asking you the same thing?
No, they're really just asking me if I need a life coach.
They don't think you're going anywhere in radio?
No, I don't think so. I think they see a 20-year-old guy who just signed up for LinkedIn at 20.
Mm.
They're like, this guy, he needs direction in life, as opposed to you. They're like, hey, you can make your life better. They're saying that they can make my life better.
Ouch,
for me.
Ouch, John. Remember the good old days when it didn't cost anything to park at Lake Louise?
Yes.
That was back in 2020 and before.
Yeah.
2021, they introduced a parking fee because of the influx of vehicles there, and it was about $11.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, it's not too, too bad.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, I don't think it deters anybody from going, you know?
No, definitely.
It's $11, it's annoying, but yeah, sure, you can have my money. I'm going to go look at the most beautiful, picturesque place in Canada.
Yeah, 100%.
Then in 2022, they upped it to $12.25.
Strange.
Yeah, just like an extra dollar. They're like, let's just make ourselves a little more money.
Yeah.
Then last summer, 2023, they put it up to $21.
That's, huh?
They're hiking the price, but they're not getting any less vehicles there. It's not deterring anybody.
Okay.
And then this year.
Yeah.
They were like, it's time. somebody better tell the folks, we don't want you to come here. They're charging $36 a vehicle.
No thanks.
And the interesting thing is, they're really hoping that people, instead of driving their cars, are going to take the shuttle.
Yeah.
And so the shuttle is $8 a person, $4 for 18 and under. But it's kind of like full all the time. You have to book days in advance if you want to take the shuttle. So you really have to plan your trip well and hope you get a spot on it. Last summer, they also closed Moraine Lake for vehicles and said, that's it. No more cars can come up here. And it's just kind of a whole lot of different factors coming into it. You know, pandemic, people exploring their own backyard, Instagram, got to get that perfect picture, all those things like that. So apparently last year, Lake Louise saw 1,200 cars park every single day. But they turned away 3,000 to 5,000 cars a day.
No.
Sorry, we don't have any room for you. The parking lot is full over and over again.
What?
And if you've ever been there in the summer, it is honestly, you just kind of try your luck. You get all the way up the mountain and then they're like, nope, turn around. And then you just drive back down the mountain and you can wait in line for 2 hours and hope for the best. And nope, nobody left at this time when it was finally your turn to be in the front of the line. So see you, bye.
Wow.
I know. And so they said last year the shuttles raised $1.7 million, while paid parking collected $2.09
million. That's quite a hike.
It's quite a hike. But the interesting thing is, when it was $21 to park, it was $2.09 million. So now that it's $36, they're going to get $4 million that, prior to 2021, they never got.
Good for them. Do you think this money allows them to maintain the park?
That's what they say. Yeah, the Parks Canada is saying it costs more and more for us to be able to staff it, to turn away people every day because it just gets more and more. But I have a little bit of a life hack.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so you can rent an e-bike in Lake Louise at the bottom of the mountain.
Okay.
And I actually did this last summer. Moraine Lake was closed to everything but shuttle buses. It's 12-kilometer bike up a mountain, but with an e-bike, it's a little bit more helpful. And you can bike to Moraine Lake, and that's no big deal. And then you can also, after you're on your way back down from Moraine Lake, you can just turn and go up to Lake Louise, and it's free to lock your bike up there.
Wow.
Yeah, save yourself $36 and get really sweaty when you get there. You're going to want to jump in that glacier lake.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.